Chapter 28. Tiny Little White Kitten. It was nearly December, and Goyle loomed abruptly out of the shadows of the stairwell. Harry peered up at him through his hair. Apparently, being tall wasn't enough to intimidate Harry anymore. He pulled out his wand and waited for Goyle to talk.
"You never told anyone I tried to smash your head in those times. Why?"
Harry thought back to his first year and its frantic pace. "It never occurred to me that anyone would help. Probably wouldn't be a strong answer."
"Well, you were just trying to protect Draco, right?" Harry tried cautiously. "Because he's your friend?" "Right," Goyle grunted.
"He says it's his job to protect you, you know." Harry had been curious about that for a while.
"He's tiny. Little tiny white kitten."
Goyle sounded puzzled, but that wasn't unusual. Almost anything was enough to puzzle Goyle.
"I don't think he'd like you saying, that."
"Tiny kitten?"
"We protect each other. That's what friends do, isn't it?"
Goyle sounded doubtful.
"That's what friends do," Harry agreed, trying to parse Greg Goyle and mutual loyalty in the same thought.
It didn't really work, but he kept his expression clear.
"Right.
Why bring it up now?"
"Talking about Black in Azkaban."
"Yes?"
"Wanted to know if I owed you."
"Because you could have been expelled or sent to prison for attempted murder, and you weren't?" Harry hazarded.
"Right."
Talking to Goyle was incredibly exhausting. Harry did not know how Draco did it.
"We were kids. How about just..."
What the hell was he supposed to say to this? He didn't want Goyle owing him anything. It was creepy.
"We're even, okay? Don't worry about it."
Goyle considered this, and Harry concentrated on looking calm and collected.
"Next time I hex you, I'll miss,"
Goyle said, with a nod, and ambled off down the stairs. Slytherins were so disturbing. Harriet dropped by Professor McGonagall's office to see if she was in. He half-heartedly wanted to tell her about the Grimm, and mostly wanted an excuse not to, when he heard Draco's voice. Harry had never yet resisted a prime opportunity to eavesdrop.
"I've had a letter from your father, Mr. Malfoy. I understand congratulations are in order."
"Thank you, Professor Potter," Draco said stiffly.
"Of course, I would have absolutely forbidden a student at your level from attempting, but I would have, apparently, been wrong. You must be very proud."
"You haven't told anyone, have you?"
"Well, no, certainly not."
A minute's silence.
"I see, Mr. Malfoy. I understand entirely. And these things do change with time. My lips are sealed."
Draco stalked out of her office, met Harry's eyes in a furious glare, and hissed, "This is your fault!" Harry watched him go in absolute confusion, and just as Draco turned the corner at the end of the hall, was equally surprised to hear his usually prim and proper professor fall into giggles. What had Draco done? Harry was feeling detached enough at the next potions class to let it all wash over him. Draco's taunts, Snape's sarcasm, the endless interplay. They're showing off for each other, he thought in a sudden burst of icy clarity. Neither of them are this awful on their own. But put them both in a room with me, and it's like it's a competition for who can be nastiest to Harry. It put him in a bad enough mood during that evening's tutoring session, one of two he had each week, that he said,
If I don't do something at one of these evenings, I'm going to go mad.
I'm so glad you volunteered, Potter. End-of-term essays need to be checked. You may work on the first and second years.
After that, Harry was a lot quicker to join Ron's chorus of, Slytherins, they are the worst.